Hey Ding Dongs, I'm Jamie.
I'm Richard.
And this is Explain It to Jamie, Double Dip.
Hey, Double Dip number two.
The Double Dip, for those of you that are behind the times, has replaced our clarification episodes. This is a more positive way that we can revisit old topics and whether we got something wrong, whether we missed some information, whether we feel like it could use some propping up, or whether the news has just developed that it's a bigger topic than what we were originally discussing.
That's right. It's no longer the "we're definitely gonna make a mistake" show. It's now the "wouldn't it be nice to revisit this topic" show.
Yeah, and maybe fix some of the mistakes that we definitely made.
Yes, absolutely. So today on the Double Dip, we're just double dipping the FBI.
FBI.
Yeah.
Or for those of you that were around for the 1960s, Hoover's Boobers.
Hoover's Boobers. We're double dipping Hoover's Boobers, which sounds like that's a crime. Whatever that is. Like, whatever that is, I bet that's illegal in some civilized countries.
Yeah. So what was it that you wanted to revisit here, Richard? I got a big one.
You got a big one?
I got a big one.
Well. Okay, why don't you go first, Jamie?
Okay.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
There's a joy that I get every so often in which I am right.
Yeah.
Now, I can't take full credit for being right because I couldn't think of the name in the moment, but I definitely pointed my intellectual finger at the right person. The person that Mr. Burns was based on in that episode in which he was featured as a germaphobe was Howard Hughes, the aviator,
as I very clearly stated
on the FBI episode.
Rub it in. It's true. I don't, you know, I just blanked on that name, and we have never received as much feedback on any single thing in any of our episodes as we did with people inundating us, telling us that name was Howard Hughes, which I think is partly because, listening back, it's just so agonizing to hear us struggling to think of this very famous person's name.
Yeah.
And I left it in because I thought it was, I don't know, I thought there was it's something charming. Human and real about it.
That's right. That's right.
Man versus himself, the classic narrative framework.
We're only as good as the mistakes we make, and our growth from those mistakes allows us to be, you know.
That's right.
And now we all know a little bit more about the Simpsons.
And now, just like Mr. Burns, and I'm taking the spruce moose of humility to Apology Town. It's not just a model, ladies and gentlemen, of an airplane.
So great, that's all I need.
Yeah,
to
it's Howard Hughes. He's the guy who's the germaphobe.
Yeah, who Mr. Burns was based off of in that episode.
That's right.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to cover. Was this
was just to rub that in? Yeah. All right. This has been Explained to Jamie Double Dip. No, there is one piece of developing news today from the FBI episode. Uh-huh. And since, you know, we released the FBI episode this week, I felt like we should get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So today, Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States and everyone's favorite fried chicken racist, announced that he's going to they're getting rid of the Department of Justice independent committee that does oversight on FBI forensic science, right? So what that is there's like an independent group of scientists who are like a panel who review the science that the FBI is using as forensic evidence to like bring crimes to trial.
And they're getting rid of that.
They're getting rid of that. Now that was created under the Obama administration in response to, it came to light in the last about 15 years that, that's like just crazy to think of. Like, the FBI had like a division of hair experts who would like look at hair found in crime scenes.
Right.
And they found that 90% of them had testified completely scientifically incorrect information in trial about if the hair science they were using was not scientifically valid. They also found out they were doing this thing where they thought that you could look at the chemical composition of bullets and the lead used in bullets and trace it to where the bullets were made.
Right.
It turns out it's just not true. You can't do that. So that's another one of the things that, you know, when they did oversight on the science that was being done by the FBI, they were like, a lot of this is not true. You shouldn't be prosecuting people based on this. But Jeff Sessions has just gotten rid of the committee that's doing that oversight.
Right. Well, and I'll remind you, Richard, that the U.S. is a country based on freedom.
That's right.
And I think the freedom to interpret scientific information.
The freedom from science. The freedom from science is a fundamental human right that we lost somewhere in the Renaissance, and God damn it, I will fight and die to get it back.
It's time to bring it back.
TV off. Science. What's science ever done for us?
Who cares about science? Who gives a shit?
Good thing we have this podcast that we record onto this magic box and upload into like the space web.
Yeah. That if our grandparents had somehow magically like transported 50 years into the future and saw us right now, they would have a heart attack.
They would be super confused about what we were up to.
Anyway, fuck science.
Yeah, it's also worth like, and also that that panel that was doing that independent oversight, their current project was they were going back through testimony looking to see if people were wrongfully convicted using this bad evidence, and that's being like shut down, that process.
So why, Richard? Why? Why? Well, is this one of those, oh, the Democrats came up with a good idea, let's get rid of it?
Yeah, I think there is a little bit of Obama-era haterade being drank. Like, but also, you know, also I think that like the claim on the right is that, oh, this panel had been bogged down by disagreement itself and had just become kind of a useless think tank, you know? And Jeff Sessions says it's going to be like, but again, they did. They're like, we're going to get rid of it, but we're not going to say what we're replacing it with. We're replacing it with something to come at a future date. Is basically what he said, and it's going to be handled internally, which is not a good thing.
Right. This is one of those reasons that I maintain that doomsday cults are a great idea.
Yeah,
because it packs all the loonies together.
Yeah,
so you can go, you can point your finger and go, all of them, they're the ones that ignore 99% of the information that's floating around.
Yeah.
So, sorry, you were gonna add something onto that, I think.
I was just gonna say that like, it's a bad thing when the FBI has less oversight on it, because when in the past they've not had that much oversight, it's not gone incredibly well for society. Right. And also, you know, we don't want to give the FBI more tools to wrongfully convict people.
Yeah.
It's just not a good idea.
No, I don't think so.
But again, it's the intersection of science and politics here. So, you know, this is a political move affecting good science.
Right.
Which sucks.
Right. Well, we do have Jeff Sessions here. Should we ask him for a comment?
Yeah. So, okay. Hey, Jeff. Jeffs.
Hey, boy.
Where's your head at right now with this thing?
My head, same place it's always been. You know, what's for dinner? What am I going to do before bedtime? And how do I get all those fucking Muslims out of this country? Jesus.
Jeff. Oh,
man.
My God.
I mean, you could sugarcoat it a little or something.
Oh, no. I ain't sugarcoating nothing. Not nothing at all.
I never saw a Muslim I liked, and I never will.
Wow.
The only time I've ever felt true happiness was when I watched Saddam Hussein dangling from the end of a noose.
Okay, Jeff, that's
just
enough.
Like the Christmas noose down at the old farm.
Oh, Jeff, that's lovely. We didn't ask you about Muslims or Saddam Hussein, but we really appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. This has been a real pleasure.
No problem. I want to make the FBI my own secret police.
Very clear, Jeff. Thank you.
Did I say that out loud?
Yes,
or did I just
think
it?
Said it out loud, Jeff.
Anyway, see you later, Mr. Sessions. What a clown.
Yeah, weird. He just rolled over into a ball and he's just curled. And I think he thinks we can't see him anymore.
Yeah, he lives here now.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what's going on with the FBI this week.
Great.
I just thought, you know, it's in the news. It just happens to have exploded into the news again 2 days after we did that episode, so it's worth bringing up.
Well, here at Explain It to Jamie Studios, a.k.a. Jamie's Closet in his bedroom, we are ahead of the curve and certainly on point.
That's right. Yes. I had one more detail to shade in that I forgot. Sorry. And this comes to us via our resident fact checker, Anthony McMahon, the man with the blue eyes.
Those gorgeous pools of desire and dreams.
Those sweet goblets full of nectar.
Oh, you just want to. I want to stick a straw right into his cornea. Sip away.
I want to kill him. I want his head as a trophy.
Yeah, I'd also like to add, just at this point, that I again have met Anthony a couple of times, but never really had an extended conversation. And this is only coloring what our next meeting is going
to
be.
All of Jamie's communication with Anthony comes through this podcast, and then Anthony's responses come through me back onto this podcast.
Yeah. I like you, Anthony. I like you.
Anthony.
You're a guy with moxie.
Yeah. Anthony wanted us to point out that the Black Panthers were a communist organization in that they were organized to create, essentially a communist revolution in the United States, right? So it wasn't just that they had connections to communist groups. They themselves were designed as a communist group. Now, I don't think they were allied with Russia. I have to look this up. Why am I just talking more? I'm just going to have to double dip this again. But like, they were organized in a way of like, the people need to create cultural revolutions as a Maoist group. The people need to fundamentally change the culture and revolt against the dominant culture in order to bring about economic justice and economic reform.
Right. So it's really just a war of semantics. It's like, we are a communist group. Communists! Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but no, it doesn't mean like
we believe in the tenets.
Yeah, they have the ideology.
Equality and fucking Russians, get out.
Yeah, and the Black Panthers believed in revolting against the United States government because they were fundamentally creating a state of injustice that the Black Panthers were trying to resist, right? So, I mean, J. Edgar Hoover's insanity was not... He wasn't wrong that they were communists. I mean, he was wrong, probably, to illegally murder them and infiltrate their group and harass them and, destroy people's lives. That was all wrong. But.
Right. They were also named after the Marvel character, Black Panther.
So they're all a bunch of nerds? It was just like a nerd group? It was like a comic book society?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Actually, I don't know. That's definitely not true. Well, maybe. Chicken or the egg, right?
Yeah. Who's to know,
Nobody knows.
A bunch of nerds just hanging out. Yeah. That's what the Black Panthers were, as far as I know. You won't be hearing about this on a future Double Dip, I'll tell you that. Yeah, I am confident
in
that.
We want to feel free to read our comic books anywhere we please, especially on buses.
The front of them, specifically.
Specifically the front of them.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, this has been a short but sweet Double Dip episode.
Ooh, so sweet, so short. Nom, 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 nom.
If you haven't listened to the FBI episode yet, spool back and check that out, and check out our other episodes, too. If we got anything wrong or you want us to hit anything on a future Double Dip episode, send us an email at explainittojamie@gmail.com. You can comment on our episodes at soundcloud.com/explainittojamie. Tweet at us at explainjamie. And Facebook, our page is Explain It to Jamie.
That's right. Same as last week. If you would like to ask the FBI specifically your question.
Yeah, just text us and we'll ask Jeff Sessions to pass it on to them here. I think he is eating some Funyuns right now?
Yeah, I have to put those there so he doesn't eat my shoes.
He's kind of like a bobcat or something.
Kinda. Yeah. A lot.
Well,
yeah, mostly like a bobcat.
A bobcat that hates minorities.
Guys, great. Thanks for joining us on Double Dip. I'm Jamie.
I'm Richard.
Explain it to Jamie.